Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande Haribo. Jai, all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. So, towards the end of our last segment, segment number 3 in the series, I was going to explain a little bit why I appeared angry in segment 2, and I became angry again in segment 3. So, I'll get to that point. So, the reason is, why would I appear angry? I was looking at this segment with, I actually asked Gokulananda that segment 2, I'm taking Gurudev's will, and I'm holding it up, and I'm obviously very disturbed and angry. So I'm wondering, how does this look very bad? Is this something that's going to, everyone's going to say, oh, look at this angry young man or this angry old man? What's such a thing to see? But there's a reason I'm angry, and I have a right to be angry, and I think everyone has a right to share in this anger, because what I have seen is that the last instructions of Srila Govinda Maharaj in his last will and testament, that he obviously intended for us to follow, and especially he intended that the acharyas of his mission that he named to succeed him, that they would follow those instructions. And yet they are the very ones who have thrown them out the window and refused to follow them. Absolutely refused. And I must have 6 articles, half a dozen articles or so by now, starting off with Srila Gurudev did not name only one acharya, he named 6 acharyas. Because why? What was the necessity for such an article? Oh, because these men, at the behest of Goswami Maharaj, suggestion, insistence of Goswami Maharaj, were all deferring to one acharya, Acharya Maharaj. So Acharya Maharaj, they wanted him to be the acharya of the whole mission. So when everyone returned to India after April of 2010, when everyone returned from India to Mexico, to SoCal, to Russia, to Brazil, well, Trivikram Maharaj was already in Brazil, and everyone put the photo of Acharya Maharaj on their on the altars in their temples in Mexico. Ashram Maharaj told the devotees of Mexico, he will not, when he was asked, so now Maharaj, you will be the Acharya of Mexico? No, Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya. He is the Acharya, and all the initiations will be done by him, and all the results of our preaching will go to Acharya Maharaj. Okay, very good. Why? He deferred to Acharya Maharaj. And he he instructed the devotees. The photo of Acharya Maharaj will be put on the altars in all of our temples as the next in succession after Srila Govinda Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj said Ashram Maharaj should be the next in succession after him. Not Acharya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj. But Ashram Maharaj, for some reason, seemed to feel compelled that he had to go along with the group. And the group was going along with Goswami Maharaj. And Goswami Maharaj told the group, of the four acharyas, five acharyas other than myself. He's telling me also, but I ignored it, of course, because it was the wrong thing. But he told them, everyone defer to Acharya Maharaj. His position is unique. He is the most exalted. He is obviously the next in line after Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after Srila Govinda Maharaj, who is the only one qualified to hold the seat that they previously held. The only one qualified for that seat is Acharya Maharaj. So, others may be some sort of guru, because one of the things I discussed with Goswami Maharaj, the flaw with this idea is you cannot say that one of the acharyas is superior to the others. This is not the teaching of our Srila Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj used to joke. He had an expression, and I may not have it exactly precisely right, but the idea is here. Chota Guru, Chota Mantra. Boro Guru, Boro Mantra. And I think Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Chota Guru, Chota Mantra. Para Guru, Para Mantra. So, either way, the meaning is very simple, and the meaning is this. It is laughable to think that there is little guru, little mantra, big guru, big mantra. But Goswami Maharaj was insistent that we have a big guru, Acharya Maharaj. He's the big guru. Well, then if he's the big guru, then why doesn't he have the big mantra? And everyone else are little gurus, which that was his idea. And that was the idea of the other members of the Acharya Board, International Acharya Board, that there'll be one big guru, and that will be Acharya Maharaj. Everyone else is little guru. Little guru. And they made very clear what is the position of the little guru. They made it clear in the paper that they wrote and presented to the devotees on the Navadvip Mat website on, I believe it was April 9th, 2010, where the idea that they wanted to get across, that there is one big guru of the mission, the only guru who should be recognized as the worldwide guru. Who is that guru? The one that Goswami Maharaj said it should be, Acharya Maharaj. And what was the job of the other gurus? To support him. It's on the Navadvip Mat website. Black and white, very easy to understand. And you know what? Everyone did understand it. Everyone understood it. So the Soquel Ashram began publishing their newsletters. Was the photo of the Acharya of Soquel there, the Govinda Maharaj name? No, the Acharya of Soquel was not pictured there. Who was pictured in the banner? The top, the primary position of the the newsletter for the Soquel Mat in California, Acharya. Of course, it was Acharya Maharaj, and it announced him as the Acharya of Navadvip and worldwide. See, in Soquel, the devotees got it; they understood. Yes, Acharya Maharaj is the worldwide Acharya. And in London, Devashish Prabhu, what did he put on his website? The same thing. Acharya, I don't recall the exact words, but I have them. And the idea was exactly the same. Here is Acharya Maharaj in a big Vyasa-san with big garlands and everything, and he's sitting, you know, very nice, as the Acharya of London should be respected in this way. I have no objection to that. It's good. But he wasn't promoted as the Acharya of London. He was promoted again as the Acharya, the only successor of Srila Govinda Maharaj. for Navadvip, for the entire mission, and the words worldwide. So there could be no mistaking what his position was. Worldwide Acharya. And I, seeing this, and I wrote to Devashish Prabhu objecting to it. And he made, as a result, he made some modification. He agreed with me that, yes, there is not only one Acharya. Acharya Maharaj is not the worldwide Acharya. There are other Acharyas. And so therefore he made some modification. Unfortunately, I found even the modification to still be lacking, because it's still, by all appearances, he's the Acharya of not only London, but worldwide Acharya. But anyway, you want to glorify your local Acharya? Good for you. He should be glorified. Why not? Acharya, and why? Because Acharya is Acharya. Because it's not big mantra, big guru, little mantra, little guru. Because this is a laughable idea, and it was laughed at by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and it was laughed at by Srila Govinda Maharaj, and it was promoted by Goswami Maharaj and the others who followed him. Oh, we have a big guru, Acharya Maharaj. Well, then what is everyone else? Then they are little guru. And what kind of mantra will you get from the little guru? Can't be as potent as the one from the big guru, can it? So, when I challenged Goswami Maharaj about this, he said, no, Maharaj, you don't understand. No, it's not like that. No, of course, I know better than to say big mantra, big guru, little mantra, little guru. No, it's not that. It's common sense. It's common sense that Acharya Maharaj is the big guru. It's just, it's etiquette, it's common sense, and it's Vaishnava etiquette that just to acknowledge that he's the big guru. Don't take it that I'm thinking that your mantra isn't also effective. Or I'm not trying to say that. Okay, I don't believe it, but I don't think anyone else believes it. Because if anyone else believed it, then we wouldn't have seen all of the photos of Acharya Maharaj propagating themselves on all of the altars of all of the temples all over the world, right? If he wasn't being promoted and recognized as the Acharya, International Acharya Board intended him to be, as they were successful in doing, and as everyone who had any contact with them began to think, oh, we have, there's one worldwide guru of the entire mission, that is Acharya Maharaj. Everyone understood that, except me. I couldn't get it, because I understood what Srila Gurudev wrote very clearly. There are six Acharyas, six successors. Very simple. So those, the others, made much of this, they decided, since they know best, they don't need, and as Janardan Maharaj so eloquently said, when I challenge Gurudev's will, in his will he says that there are six Acharyas, and that there should be an Acharya Sabha, that these Acharyas are obviously the ones that should be the members of any Acharya board. Only the Acharyas of Chaitanya Saraswat Math should be sitting on the Acharya Sabha, the Acharya board. And what was Janardan Maharaj's boisterous reply? No, we don't care what the will says. We don't care. And why don't you care, Maharaj? Because we know what Gurudev wants. We know. How do they know? Well, because they are the big Acharyas. They're the big gurus. They know everything. They know more than Gurudev. What Gurudev wrote, that's insignificant. That's invalid. Only Goswami Maharaj can understand it. Only we can understand it. You cannot understand. Look at you, Giri Maharaj. You can't understand this simple thing. Ha, huh, what's wrong with you? You have no faith. That was their other challenge. Because you, Giri Maharaj, you have no faith. You cannot understand what we with faith understood. There should be one Acharya, Acharya Maharaj. We, the faithful followers of Govinda Maharaj, it's easy. We understand it easily. Like Gopinath Acharya trying to prove to Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Oh, I know, you can't understand that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you have no faith in him. But I have faith, I can see it. Well, man, that is the test. That is the way it works. And I get, you know, maybe they're right. You know, like time will tell, I suppose. But Gurudev's will says that they're wrong, and I'm going with his written words. That's what influences me. More than what they heard, what they remember, etc. And by the way, Gurudev had many opportunities to discuss these things with me, and I made some of my own inquiries to him, and he never said what they are saying, that his will can only be understood. And Giri Maharaj, when I leave this world, I left a will, and only Goswami Maharaj can understand it. So whatever Goswami Maharaj says it means, you follow that. Govinda Maharaj never told me that. He had many opportunities. We had some discussion about his disappearance. He had the opportunity. Oh, and you know what other opportunity he had? He had the opportunity to see to it that Goswami Maharaj's name was included in his will as an Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So, although my associate, Goswami Maharaj will tell you, and others will tell you, oh, he was with Govinda Maharaj so much, Giri Maharaj was hardly with, this is now another one of their Avadhuta Maharaj's arguments. Giri Maharaj was hardly with Govinda Maharaj at all, but Goswami Maharaj was always with him. So Giri Maharaj actually, you know, they're kind of wondering how Giri Maharaj even made an Acharya. Like, how's that happen? Because, you know, he was only like some passing fancy in the world of Srila Govinda Maharaj. So, okay. So Goswami Maharaj, he did have much opportunity to be with Srila Govinda Maharaj. And just prior to Govinda Maharaj's disappearance, as I recall, Goswami Maharaj was there in India for months before that. And in front of Govinda Maharaj many, 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 many times during those months. But we are supposed to think, although Goswami Maharaj is in front of him and seeing him daily and is getting, you know, has the attention of Govinda Maharaj, you know, continuously. Oh, Govinda Maharaj, he must have forgotten to put Goswami Maharaj's name in the will. He meant to name Goswami Maharaj as one of the Acharyas, the seventh Acharya, but he must have forgotten to put it in the will. Maybe that's what happened. And that idea, I'm sad to say, has also been told to me. The Govinda Maharaj wasn't sufficiently comprehending the world around him. So he wasn't capable of remembering to put Goswami Maharaj's name in the will. I do not believe that. I think anyone who would believe that is not only living in an illusion, but they are the truly faithless persons. Govinda Maharaj had showed ill health of his body. I never saw a second of ill health of his mind. But that's to believe that story. Oh, he forgot, or whatever. There are things that should have been in the will that weren't put there, you know, whatever. Why? Oh, because, you know, Govinda Maharaj was, he couldn't concentrate on those things then or whatever. That's what you want to say about your guru. That's what you think. That's what you believe. I will not believe that. I cannot. Impossible for me to believe. No, the document, his last will and testament, it's valid. But if those, you want to make it invalid, then make your case to the court. It's in probate. If they say, like they want to be acharya and not acharya at the same time, right? They defer to Acharya Maharaj, but they're absolutely certain that they are meant to sit as acharyas on the acharya board. Now, I asked the question, which was not answered, I asked the question of Janardhan Maharaj, could you please tell me how one can be both an acharya and not acharya at the same time? And if anyone else has an answer to this question, I welcome your, I know, achintya beta beta tattva. No, let's not go there. This is not for that. But that's their position. We are not acharya. Acharya Maharaj is the acharya. We defer to him. Okay. And I accepted the position of acharya. So, where this became a problem for them is when I began to point out that the will states that an acharya sabha shall be formed, meaning it did not exist prior to Gurudev's disappearance, because his will, which is effective after his disappearance, says that an acharya sabha, an acharya board, shall be formed in the future. It will be formed, composed of initiating acharyas. The initiating acharyas. Well, after Gurudev's disappearance, there were two initiating acharyas. Srila Acharya Maharaj and the ever so humble, yours truly, Giri Maharaj. Because the Giri Maharaj accepted what Gurudev said, that you will be acharya. That's what his will says. You will be acharya, Giri Maharaj. Okay. I'm not qualified. I know, don't say I'm qualified. I don't make any pretense about myself whatsoever, except one. Gurudev said I should do this. Then come hell or high water, one way or another, die in the effort, die trying, I will do it. That's how his instruction should have been taken by everyone of the acharyas he named, in my humble opinion. They didn't feel qualified. That was one of their they don't feel qualified. But Acharya Maharaj is qualified, but they don't feel qualified. Okay, I can sympathize with that. I didn't feel qualified. I don't feel qualified. I know what acharya is. I've seen three great gurus in my life. I know what it is. I know how distant I am from that position. But I also know Amara Gai Guru Honatara Idesh. When the order is given that you be guru, then you accept the order. And you don't run from it like a wounded puppy dog. And then after running from it, then run back and say, well, now that there's a decision to be made by the Acharya board, we're all Acharyas now. And only we get to decide what the Acharyas will do, how they will behave, whatever. Now we're Acharyas. But a moment ago, you weren't Acharya. You deferred. No, yes, but now we're Acharya. And after making this decision, again we defer. So in September of last year, they gave their blessings to the humble persons like myself. Oh, we give our blessings to you, Giri Maharaj. You can begin initiating. Well, guess what? I'd already begun initiating. A little late, fellas. And why had I begun initiating? Because that's what Govinda Maharaj told me to do. That's what his will expressly, explicitly said to do. So there were two initiating gurus in the mission, Acharya Maharaj and Giri Maharaj, two initiating acharyas. And the Acharya Sabha should be composed of the initiating acharyas. So then who could the Acharya board consist of? Well, technically, if you read the will, if you understand what it says, the initiating acharyas were Srila Acharya Maharaj and Giri Maharaj. So I pointed this out to the International Acharya Board. I made this point in emails and articles about this. And then they decided, oh, we better have some other initiating acharyas, because otherwise how will we be on the Acharya Board? So then they, in September, late September of 2010, then they made a proclamation. The four acharyas and the one non-acharya member of the Acharya Board, remember, International Acharya Board, we give our blessings to Giri Maharaj and each of those named in Srila Govinda Maharaj's will to begin initiating disciples as gurus in their own right within Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Is it not a laugh? Is this a wind-up? Is this a joke? Or what is this? They give their blessings they give their blessings to me that I may begin initiating. Oh, but who's giving the blessings? They're also saying, oh, they can also initiate. Who's giving the blessings? Goswami Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, and Janardhan Maharaj. And four of those, they decided that they could also be initiating because they were initiating acharyas because they were named in Gurudev's will. Those four. Again, Goswami Maharaj, his name was not mentioned. Because even these gentlemen understood that what those named in Gurudev's will, that they are the only rightful acharyas within Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. They are the only ones that should be recognized as initiating acharyas. And they did recognize them. They recognized the sixth. They did not recognize the seventh. Although, of the five-member Acharya Board, the fifth, as I've called him the fifth Acharya, like the fifth beetle. Anyone who knows the history of the Beatles knows that there was another drummer besides Ringo Starr, the fifth beetle. So, there are four Acharyas on the International Acharya Board. But all five of them, the four acharyas plus the non-acharya, Goswami Maharaj, the five of them, they decided what would be good for all the six acharyas named in Gurudev's will. They can all begin initiating now. And we give our blessings. And four of them are giving blessings to themselves because they are also saying that we can initiate and we give blessings to ourselves to do this function. Thank you very much. So, do I sometimes become angry? Yes, I do. Because there's those who should know better are created these a number of great deceptions. They have been involved in creating an illusion intended for one purpose, and that is to deceive the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math into believing, to make them believe that Srila Gurudev could not say, did not say, did not mean what was written in his will. And instead, he meant something else, he said something else, and he thought something else, which only these members of the International Acharya Board could understand. And only Goswami Maharaj could understand, because only he can understand Gurudev's will, because he wrote portions of it. And he is the one who is giving direction to the, for the others to follow. So, when one sees that his guru, who I regard Srila Govinda Maharaj as my guru, when one sees that his instructions, his directions are being maligned, they're being misinterpreted, misapplied, and for the purpose of getting something that Srila Gurudev never intended, what is it they're trying to get? Well, one is, obviously, they're trying to get the power for themselves. Because if the six acharyas mentioned in the will are ever to convene as an acharya sabha, then Goswami Maharaj will not be a member of that sabha, and he will not have a vote or anything, he will not be represented there. And Giri Maharaj and Trivikram Maharaj will be represented there. Oh, and Giri Maharaj, he doesn't play well with others, because he had the audacity to ask, why is Goswami Maharaj a non-acharya in this meeting of acharyas? That was the whole thing. When if you hear, oh, we can't work with Giri Maharaj. Why can't you work with Giri Maharaj? Because, you know, what they won't admit is because Giri Maharaj asks questions which we don't want asked and which we don't want to have to answer. Because Giri Maharaj asks the obvious, why is Goswami Maharaj in this meeting of acharyas when he was not named as an acharya? That started a whole Goswami Maharaj. It became like the Daksha Yajna, where everyone is, you know, angry and fighting, and the Buddhas come and everything. I'm not saying there were Buddhas there, but it became a very angry mess. I was not angry. I'm only asking a question. Why is it that Goswami Maharaj is here? He wasn't named as an acharya. Oh, you can't say that. You can't. What right have you got to say? You question Goswami Maharaj. Don't you know who he is? Do you not know who he is? And later, Goswami Maharaj told me also who he was and told me, you, Giri Maharaj, you cannot accept the will that Srila Gurudev wrote as everything. You have to consider all the last 30 years of instructions and talks and so forth. You have to consider all of that if you're going to make any judgment about anything. To do otherwise is preposterous. Goswami Maharaj attacked me. He chastised me severely. Giri Maharaj, you idiot person, you foolish man, you foolish, foolish man. To think that the will is the thing that should be observed and taken seriously. No, you have to look outside the will. There are many other things that occurred over the last 30 years. And those things all have to be considered to understand things in the proper perspective. Well, then okay, Maharaj, your instruction, I take it on my head. And I wrote an article called The Pied Piper of San Jose. And in the article, I took into consideration the last 30 years of the history of His Holiness Sripad Goswami Maharaj. Oh, and the odd thing is, if when I'm disagreeing with these International Acharya Board, illegitimate Acharya Board people, when I disagree with them, they chastise me. You cannot disagree with us. We know what Gurudev wants, and you know nothing. You're faithless. Faithless means I don't have faith in them. That's what faithless means. Because I don't believe them when they tell me that Gurudev wants something that he clearly says otherwise, wrote it in his will, that he wants something different than what they say, then they accuse me. I am faithless. I am a faithless person because they know what Gurudev wants and I don't accept what they say. Okay? You know, that's not going to work with me because I'm not a child. And as I told them, when all the tantrums, which, you know, were being thrown by Goswami Maharaj and Janardhan Maharaj, and, no, they were the main tantrum actors in this meeting of April 8th of the Acharya Board. When everything calms down, and I can prove this because I wrote it to them in an email and sent it on April 8th or April 9th of 2010, and I told them that if you ignore the will, you may do so, because you are five and I am one, and so you can take the power and you've got the power and the control and whatever, and I'm just one little eensy beensy, you know, speck, and you are like great elephants and I'm like a little mosquito, you're great, like great suns, and I am like a firefly, and I admit that, and only a fool would not admit it. I recognize it. They're big, big preachers, and they deserve the respect a big preacher will get and the position and so forth. But they have no right to do what they've been doing for almost a year and a half now. They have no right to do that. And I will continue to say that they have no right to do it until either they do what is right or someone convinces me otherwise. And interestingly, no one has even, every time I write an article, send them an email, I make some point, asking them, you respond to the point, I'll post it on our website. Any flaw in what I'm saying? Tell me, where's the flaw? I'll post it on our website. No. Don't put anything we say up there. We don't want it public. Well, it's being made public. It will all be made public. You can be sure it will become public. Because you're not going to be hiding, you know, in your little rooms any longer. At least you're not hiding from me and making your proclamations that you decide in your little clan and, you know, whatever. That you know better than what Gurudev wrote in his will and what he's been saying for the last 6 years or so before his disappearance that he wanted. You're not going to get away with it. You may get away with it, meaning that you have so many mots. I have one mot. You have there's five of you. There's one of me. So you may rule the day because might makes right. But the truth is not with you. And the truth will not ever be with you because what you're saying are lies. So, and what I am saying is the truth. And I know it's the truth because I'm only repeating what Srila Gurudev said in his will. An Acharya Sabha shall be formed in the future after his disappearance. An Acharya Sabha shall be formed, consisting of the initiating acharyas. And they shall meet with each other to consult on spiritual affairs, spiritual matters, and give guidance to all other boards. So, apparently they have a right to be angry when they start waving their hands and chastising me for not having faith in them and whatever. But I have no right to be angry when I see that they are saying and doing things that Srila Gurudev and specifically told them not to say and not to do. There are six acharyas. They say there's one. They said there's one. Then they tried to modify that. Oh, no, okay. There are others, but, you know, they're just like little ant-like acharyas. You know, but Acharya Maharaj, he's the elephant acharya. So all the ants are support the, you know, just only meant to, like, bring little bits of food to the elephant acharya, Acharya Maharaj. Okay, wow. But Gurudev didn't say that. Gurudev didn't say there would be one acharya. Gurudev didn't say there was one supreme acharya. Gurudev didn't say that the acharya of Navadvip Mat is the superior acharya over all other acharyas. Gurudev didn't say that those who take initiation in Navadvip from Acharya Maharaj, they will get a real guru. But those who take initiation from Janardhan Maharaj or Avadhuta Maharaj or Trivikram Maharaj or Giri Maharaj or Ashram Maharaj, they will be getting a lesser guru. They are not the fortunate ones. The only fortunate ones will be those who take initiation from the Navadvip guru. Gurudev didn't say that, but they said it. Everyone got the message, because I'm hearing it over and over again. I'm being challenged. How can you, Maharaj, don't you understand the unique position of Acharya Maharaj, that he's unique above all others for less than such reason? Yeah, I understand he has a unique position. Everyone has a unique position. Why? Because everyone is unique. That doesn't mean because someone is unique that they are somehow, you know, another avatar, God incarnate or something. Gorkhasura Das Babaji Maharaj had a unique position. Lokanath Goswami had a unique position. Lokanath Goswami had one disciple. Ah, but don't we judge the acharyas by the guru by how many disciples they have? Yeah, if you're a shallow thinker, if you didn't understand anything that Srila Sridhara Maharaj has been saying, or Srila Prabhupada, or Saraswati Thakur, or Govinda Maharaj, if you didn't catch anything important from what they've been saying, then you can think that. Yeah. Oh, the number of acharyas, the number of books distributed, the number of temples created, whatever. That's, you know, that's the way you determine. That's the, you know, the very funny thing. That was the very reason that Goswami Maharaj objected to those who saw Srila Sridhara Maharaj as being lesser than Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj knows all the arguments because he made them himself. I'm not giving anything new that Goswami Maharaj didn't say previously. I've been through all of this before. He's been through it all before. Ashram Maharaj has been through it all before. We all should know better. And why they're behaving this way is very unfortunate. And perhaps I've left the track a little bit here, but I think I have a right to be angry. But now I want to say something which was really the reason that I wanted, the main point I wanted to make on this video today. I want to read something. This is from a transcript of Srila Sridhara Maharaj from 1983. And he's talking about Ananta Vasudev. And I think it's relevant to what I'm discussing here today. Srila Sridhara Maharaj is saying, but I think when he, meaning Ananta Vasudev, began his ruthless oppression against us, we were innocent people, and he began to oppress us in a ruthless way, and Prabhupada withdrew from him. Prabhupada meaning Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Ananta Vasudev was the godbrother of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, a very highly qualified disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as everyone recognized just prior to Srila Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. Many of Saraswati Thakur's disciples expected that Ananta Vasudev would be the next acharya after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Sridhar Maharaj thought that he was the natural next acharya after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now I am reading to you what happened after the disappearance of Saraswati Thakur and after Ananta Vasudev, with a group of supporters, godbrothers of his, became an acharya and was supported by some of his godbrothers, like Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And now Srila Sridhar Maharaj is reflecting on this past history of Ananta Vasudev and the what happened, the disagreements and so forth, the breakup of the Gaudiya Math, as it's been termed, after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. And I'm going to read this again. But I think when he, Ananta Vasudev, began his ruthless oppression against us, we were innocent people, and he began to oppress us in a ruthless way, and Prabhupada withdrew from him. And when he withdrew, then what was left? He has no other alternative but to go against Prabhupada, and became some Sahajiya. His previous family culture, Sahajiyism. He came from Sahajiya family, and because of his offensive repression to us who were innocent followers of Prabhupada, Prabhupada withdrew from him. That is my, and I may have not understood this perfectly, but I think I have the correct transcription. That is my finding upon him. I had thought that he is really qualified, Ananta Vasudev. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, I thought that he is really qualified. Prabhupada also told many times that, quote, meaning quotation of Srila Saraswati Thakur, in which way I shall go, one man can say, that is Vasudev. End quote. Very high praise, high recognition. Disciples hearing that will think what disciples would be expected to think, that he was highly, highly exalted amongst the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Ananta Vasudev, in which way I shall go, one man can say, that is Vasudev. Means he knows the mind of Saraswati Thakur. It's one way of reading it. Also means he was knew so many scriptures, and he had the capacity to remember them, to supply the quotations to Srila Saraswati Thakur. When Saraswati Thakur was speaking about a particular subject and going in a particular line of thought, Vasudev could supply those quotations. And just as Shruta Shrava was helpful with Srila Govinda Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj was helpful. Everyone knows that Goswami Maharaj is a very qualified scholar. He is astute, a learned man, memory unbelievable, etc. And we saw many times that he was able to give suggestion to Govinda Maharaj on a verse, maybe a verse. Govinda Maharaj searching for a verse, couldn't remember all of it. That was supplied could be supplied by Goswami Maharaj or Shudashrava Prabhu or Sagar Maharaj, Sripad Sagar Maharaj, also very talented in that way. Now, of course, he's Swarupananda. And just as in the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and everyone thought that that was the qualification for the acharya. To be an acharya, you must be like Ananta Vasudev. It's understandable. It's very understandable. I understand it. But that is not the qualification. To be guru, it's not the qualification to be acharya. It may be a hint. It may be a suggestion. It may be, you know, something of that order that, oh, maybe this man is qualified. Maybe he is. But there are other things, as Goswami Maharaj so well pointed out, there are other things to consider. What is the history of the man? What is the man in his totality? Not what is his scholarship. What was the scholarship of Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj? Was it on that basis that the scholar, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sought initiation from Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj? No. And Babaji Maharaj sometimes hinted, oh, you are a scholar, his disciple Saraswati Thakur, you are a scholar. I am not, Gaurkishore. But the scholar is taking initiation and spiritual inspiration from the one who is not the scholar. Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was said to be illiterate. Illiterate. Could not write his own name. I don't know the details on that, but the inference is so very clear and obvious that to be literate from the mundane perspective is nothing, is meaningless. To have a million disciples, as Narottam Das Thakur, the disciple of Lokanath, had, or to have one disciple, as Lokanath had, one does not say anything about the other. And all of us should know that, because we are interested in the substance, not the form. Because Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, I am a form breaker, not a form maker. And very funny, those who were preaching this conception, like Sripad Goswami Maharaj, now seems like they are trying to look at other things, give the attention to these other things. Oh, Gurudev's named the acharyas for the International Acharya Board. He named five members to the International Acharya Board. That's the International Acharya Board. That's the form. That's a legal document. But they think that legal document means everything. And although it names not a single person as an acharya, they have speculated and extrapolated that because it has the name acharya in the document, then everyone, the five members, and it doesn't say anything about these five, nothing, only their names are given. Oh, but that means they're acharya. Oh, that's acharya. But when I discuss the will, that's only a legal document. Well, but the other thing is not a legal document. You see, it's again achintya beta beta. Everything is achintya beta beta. The will is only a legal document, therefore unimportant. The International Acharya, the formation of international boards document, although it's now extinct, it's now irrelevant, it's now has no legal validity or anything whatsoever. No, it's a legal document, but it's highly meaningful. It means that Goswami Maharaj is an Acharya, just like the other six. And that he is supposed to be on an Acharya board. When they want it to be legal, it's just a legal document. The will is just a legal document. And they want it, when they want it to be meaningful, the international, the formation of international boards document, then it's a spiritual document. They have the magic wand that converts matter to spirit and spirit to matter. The will is not a spiritual thing. It's a material thing. The International Acharya Board document, it's a legal document, but we convert it. We made it spiritual. And the will, which is the very words, the explanations of Srila Govinda Maharaj, well, there's nothing spiritual about that. It's just a legal document meant to settle legal disputes. Matter, it's spirit, the words of Gurudev become material in his will. And the legal or spiritual, however, whichever side you want to take, words of the International Acharya Board document, well, they're fully spiritual. Nothing mundane about it. It's all nothing, no matter there. It's all spiritual. Whatever they want it to be, see, if you have faith in them, which is what you're supposed to have, otherwise you're like me, a heretic, a lunatic, a angry old man, whatever. Because I don't have faith in them. I have faith in what Srila Gurudev expressed, what he said and what he wrote. I have faith in that. If you're like that, well, then you're defective. I'm defective. That's what we're supposed to take away from all of this. So continuing from the transcription I made of Srila Sridhar Maharaj from 1983, one of the recordings of 1983. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, remember, he is saying, I had thought that he is really qualified. Prabhupada also told me many times that in which way I shall go, one man can say, that is Vasudev. When he was speaking Harikatha, Vasudev used to supply shloka that would be necessary in the next, which way he would go with that thought. He would supply the shloka. Vasudev would supply the shloka. Afterwards, I also could do, but in the beginning, he used to supply the shloka. Appropriate quotation from the scriptures and put to Prabhupada, before Prabhupada. And what happened after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance? That man who was so qualified, Ananta Vasudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, but I think when he, Ananta Vasudev, began his ruthless oppression against us, we were innocent people, and he began to oppress us in a ruthless way, and Prabhupada withdrew from him. The international, these five members of the International Acharya Board want to continue their ruthless oppression of me, which I believe they have been involved in for this past year and a half or so. If they want to continue that, maybe I deserve it. That's the right thing for them to do. I don't claim any position. I don't claim to be an innocent man. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, he and his god brothers that were being ruthlessly oppressed by Ananta Vasudev, they were innocent persons, followers of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Maybe I'm not innocent. But they are not oppressing only me. This was also meant to oppress Srila Trivikram Maharaj, who has also accepted the duty given to him to act as the guru and the chari of Brazil. Now he's doing that. And I'm very happy to see that he's doing that. And I encouraged every one of the other acharyas over and over and over again, accept the position that Gurudev gave you. Accept your position as acharya. Gurudev did not say Acharya Maharaj should be the acharya of Mexico or Russia or Brazil or Soquel. He named another acharya. Why don't you follow it? Accept it. And if you accept it, then maybe if you do, as Srila Sridharmaya said, accept the uniform, and the uniform will tell you what to do, then maybe you'll begin to understand how to see things properly in accordance with Srila Gurudev's final instructions in his will, and follow those things. So I think we're out of time. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giri Hari Ju Ki Jai. Gaur Hari Bol.